Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre, Oklahoma. Happy Tuesday, everybody. It's Hay Day Tuesdays, brought to you by the Great Plains Bank. And I already got a couple already on the line. You people that love square bales, small square bales, the alfalfa, stay tuned till the last part of the show. I got some really good hay, square bales of hay came up for sale on Hay Day Tuesday. So we got that coming on. Let's check out some temperatures. Hollis, 74 degrees. Eric, 64. Cheyenne, home of the secret weapon that's not playing in the KCO Open, 62. Sorry, Mark. 69 at Arnett, 66 at Freedom. Medford, you're 65. Granfield, you're 73. And way out here in the panhandle of Oklahoma, Boise City, you're 69. Here in Texas, some more stuff. 71 at Lipscomb, 68 at Miami, 74 at Wellington. And Odell, 75 degrees. We are wherever I got it. Where's it at? I missed it. Where's it at? Oh, there it is. Update on our weather people. They don't know if we're going to get it here in far western Oklahoma or not. So they said that the other day, and we got some areas got it. So just be prepared. But we are under a red flag warning for all the counties in western Oklahoma, bordering the state of Texas. Harmon, Jackson, Greer, Beckham, Roger Mills, Ellis, Harper, Cimarron, Texas, Beaver, and a lot of the, most of the panhandle is under fire weather watch, warning, sorry, red flag warning for... way into tonight, we are under wind warnings. According to the Oklahoma Department of Forestry or Agriculture, the Forestry Department part, we are in a, there's probability, 30 to 40% probability of significant wildfires today into the night. So be careful. Here's the fire behavior for western Oklahoma. It's saying here, areas east of the dry line will present challenges as well as any new wildfires that become established given current fuel condition and strength. So there's a pretty good chance. Just everybody be careful out there today. I know we got some good rains in the forecast coming up later in the week, according to the National Weather Service. I did notice something on my email from the Forestry Department that those Comanche, I don't remember, this small print, and I didn't bring it up, around Chickasha, Lawton, and those areas, those counties, the burn ban have been lifted. The only burn ban significant to western Oklahoma was Harmon County and in southwestern Oklahoma, and in the panhandle of Oklahoma, Texas County is currently under a burn ban. Other than that, nothing else going on as far as that's concerned. So be cool out there today with your fires, your welding, your cutting, check your chains, check your bearings on your tires. It doesn't take long. Just like yesterday, I hauled a load of cows from over on Merritt Road over to the house, and I stopped there at Carter at the intersection and got out just for the heck of it, because I had a big load on that trailer and checked my wheel bearings and everything was cool. And it doesn't take long. Just be aware. And other than that, I got a brag. Let me find it. So one of the bull sales that was on Jimmy's bull and female sale calendar was yesterday, and I didn't get to go, but the McIntyre bull sale happened, the Red Angus Partners in Progress sale, and man, talk about doing really good. They did wonderful. They said they had a full house there, and see here, 61 Red Angus bulls, averaged 84.63, 6 Red Angus fall bred heifers, 43.75, 19 red Angus open heifers, 34-15. 76 commercial red Angus open heifers, $2,800. 51 commercial red Angus pairs, $5,062. Total gross, $1,078,760. Looks like the high sellers, lot number 36, bull was $16,000. Lot 13 was $13,750. So congratulations to the McIntyre Red Angus Ranch on a wonderful sale. I think that's great. They've all been good. The Quartermaster, the Davis, they just all been good. And speaking of that, we still have a few bull sales left over here. The Oklahoma Red Angus Association is April the 5th, and the Southwest Ranchers is April the 19th. And you can see all this in the Jimmy's Bull and Female Sale Calendar. And also, let's see here. Where's my email? The All Breed Bull Sale, the 41st Annual All Breed Bull Sale here in Elk City will be April the 12th at 2 p.m. at the Southwest Farm and Home Expo that weekend, and here in Elk City. Still lots of good things to, you still get to spend money. Don't forget, now let me rephrase that because in case my wife's listening, remember to go get your bulls tested. We're getting ready. Some people probably already turned out, but April is a good month when people turn their bulls out with their cows. Please, it doesn't take that much extra time to run your bull or bulls into your vet and have them tested. Save you a lot of money. That test is cheap compared to what could happen. What else we got going on that I need to go in? We'll have, I got some updated news from your USDA. Some important dates are coming up. You only got, 11 days? 12 days. 12 days, work days left in the ARC PLC sign-up. You need to get that done. You can enroll now. It's April 15th, the deadline. And what else we got here? Somebody's... we got... I think that's about the only major date that's going on is the PLC ARC sign up. If you hadn't signed up already, you need to get it. This is for all FSAs, counties in the listening area. So just giving you a friendly reminder there. And then the Cotton King has sent me a message in. Oh, he wants, first time he's listened to me this week. So he wants me to make it pleasant. Well, he said the Extreme Bulls are in Lawton this weekend. Could be good and interesting. So, yep, that's going on this weekend in Lawton for anybody who wants to go on there. And then we got the Oklahoma Peanut Expo coming up in Weatherford at the Tom Stafford Museum Thursday morning. Sign in is at 8:30. So, you peanut farmers in Oklahoma, listen up. You need to be there this coming Thursday. That's about it, I think. Yep, and Heyday Tuesday, as I said, would start the show 580-225-9697. If you got some hay you want to sell, or if you're looking for some hay, send that in. I'll pass it along in the last segment. We should have Brandon coming up here shortly in a few minutes if he's not at the big ranch. First of all, let's see what happened overnight because our Lipscomb dealership's grain market update when I looked about 20 minutes ago was looking really good compared to what it has. So grain and soybean futures were higher in overnight trading as investors digest yesterday's planting and stockpile reports from the USDA. Farmers will plant 45.35 million acres of wheat this year. They were figuring about 46, so that's about 1.5 million short of what they forecasted. Corn area is now projected at 95.33 million acres. That's up from 90.59 million a year ago. So corn is the king this year, according to all the news outlets. Soybean planting will fall to about 83.5 and that's down from 87.05 last year. Investors are also looking at the quarterly grain stocks report that showed corn inventories down year over year. Corn stocks on March 11th was totaled 8.15 billion bushels. That's down 2% from an annual basis. Soybean inventories were reported at 1.91 million. That's up 4% from the same date last year. Wheat stockpiles in all positions at the beginning of March stood at 1.24 billion bushels. That's up 14%. Corn futures rose 3.75 cents overnight to 461 a bushel. Wheat futures for May delivery gained 3.5 to 540.5 in Chicago. Kansas City futures added 1.5 to 558.5 a bushel. Soybean futures for May delivery were up 3 cents to 1017.75 a bushel. Soy meal fell 30 cents to 292.40 a short ton, and soy oil rose 0.39 cents to 45.28 cents pounds. So let's see here. What else we got going on before we go to break? Let's see here. Oh, here we go. Prices farmers received for their ag products in February surged year over year as livestock production index dropped, according to data from the Ag Department. Prices received for all ag products rose 22% from February of 2024. I don't think they included wheat and cotton in that price. The livestock production index jumped 37% year over year. The meat animal index rose 17%. Hog prices rose $7.80 to $66 per hundredweight. And beef cattle prices were up $25 to $203 per hundredweight. The dairy index jumped 15% annually, with milk prices up $3 to $23.60, according to the USDA. Of course, here's the eggs. Let's see what they got to say about the Ag Department. USDA's poultry and egg index surged 77%. That's shocking. From February of 2024's egg prices jumped $5.10 to $7.47 per dozen. Amid a bird flu outbreak, broiler prices were unchanged at 72.7% cents a pound. Sorry, not percent. 72.7 cents a pound. And turkey prices were down 3.7 cents to 54 cents a pound. Prices received for crop production, meanwhile, fell 5%, according to the government. Grain and oilseed prices fell 4.5% year over year, but were offset by feed grain. So what is it says? Oh, the oilseed index plunged 13% year over year. And this is all reports from the USDA. All right, we're going to take a Stockman's Vet Clinic happy hour break. We'll be right back after this.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
You know, I think the best advice that I could give a young couple is to go sit down and talk to an insurance agent. I see a lot of young couples, they're just getting online. I mean, they're just clicking the button and clicking what's cheap. And, well, if I click this, it makes it a little cheaper. But if I click that, it makes it go up. Well, there's a reason why it goes up. You need to know what you're paying for. And if you're paying for it, you need to make sure you've got the right coverage. You know, another piece of advice I would give is when you go in and talk to that agent, you need to discuss getting some life insurance. It doesn't have to be me. Any agent can help with that. But a young couple, you need to go in and sit down and talk to someone and understand what you're doing. You know, a term policy on a younger couple, it's a whole lot less expensive than what people think. And the younger you buy it, the cheaper it is. It's worth finding out how minimal that expense is, because it's life-changing if it's needed. That would be my best advice.
Hey, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
You can buy parts anywhere, but the people at our store are different than people at other stores. And if they're not, we're going to make them different. They should be more knowledgeable. They should be more friendly. They should be more customer-oriented. They should be part of the community. We pride ourselves of doing business with people. You can buy parts anywhere. It's the people that make the difference.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
Every farmer and rancher knows nutrition is key when it comes to getting the best out of every animal. High Pro Feeds has built their reputation on providing the best nutrition possible. Their commitment to nutrition is unwavering. High Pro is a name you know and trust. Buy the best and get the results you deserve. Hobart Farm and Garden is your trusted High Pro Feeds dealer, providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, or sacks. Visit them online at hobartfarmandgarden.com.
My mom used to take me to the local dairy when I was a little girl, and I always was interested in learning where my food came from. I didn't grow up on a farm. I'm from the city, but please don't hold that against me. We owned a farm in Colorado and again here in western Oklahoma. My name's Becky Brown, and my husband's name's Tony Tummins, and together we own BT Butchers, a mobile meat processor. We bring our trailers to you. Your place or our place processed your way. Please find us at B as in Becky, T as in Tony, butchers.com. That's btbutchers.com. We would love to help you feed your family. The short wait list and two-day turnaround means we move pretty fast, and since we come to you, it really is convenient. Not bad for a girl from the city. We would love to help you feed your family.
Are you looking for a new metal building that's built to last? Cyclone Metal Buildings by Culverstone brings you top-tier craftsmanship and second-to-none quality with attention to detail. From luxury custom barn dominiums to shops or barns and commercial buildings, our buildings don't just look good, they're built to last with all custom weld-up, I-beam, and C-Perlin construction. From design to completion, we do it right. That's Cyclone Metal Buildings by Culverstone.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, Brandon will be on tomorrow. He's with the consigner right now. Guy selling cattle is way more important than me. Let's take out some weather in Canadian, Texas. You want to? 71 degrees, humidity's 36, dew point's 43. The winds are out of south at 22 with wind gusts up to 31. So far today, peak wind gusts, 43 miles an hour. No rain so far this month. Oh, April Fool's Day today, too. I just want to give out a big old shout. Happy birthday to my buddy Tommy Riggs over there at Weatherford. He's been a good friend to me. He kind of reminds me, if you look at him, he looks like that cartoon character from the Family Guy, Family Man, whichever one that is. You know, no neck and no back end. Happy birthday, Tommy. 8-inch soil temperature in Canadian right now is 61 degrees. All right, let's check out the current markets. The Lipscomb Dealership's grain market update. Come on up. There we go. May corn, 461, up 3.75. July's 467, up 4.25. Soybeans for May, 1030, up 16. July, 1045, up 17.5. Soybean meal, May, 291.60, down 110. July's 298.70, down 70. Soybean oil, May, 47.12, up 223. Hard red winter wheat, May 562, up 5. July's 573, up 3.25. Cotton's up. Are you listening, Cotton King? You must have called him and told him I was getting ready to talk about him. July cotton, 69.08, up 109. And West Texas oil. Crude oil from West Texas is May 71.19, down 29. Natural gas is down a little bit at 398 for May. Looks like the NASDAQ, S&P and the Dow are all in the positive, trading good today. Looks like the meats are doing good. April live cattle 209.07, up 127. June 205.35, up 170. Feeders for April 288.10, up 165. May 287.10, up 260. August is 292.27, up 277. Lean hogs April 87.92, up 20. May 89.70, up 130. Everything looking good on the futures today. You know how it is. It can change in a hurry here. Let's see here. I wanted to Whoa, brought up the wrong one. Let me try something here. Bear with me a second here. Yes, there we go. Where did it go? I wanted to share this with you guys. Dunn Fish Farms are making deliveries. So I wanted to give you guys a heads up in case you haven't seen on social media or any calendars at the co-ops or anything. So here's the update on some Oklahoma and Texas deliveries. Tomorrow, April 2nd, they'll be in El Reno from 10 to 11 a.m. O'King, 12:30 to 1:30. Alva, 3 to 4 o'clock. Winoka, 4:30 to 5:30. Shamrock, Texas, 11 to 12. Wheeler, Texas, 1 to 2. Canadian, Texas, 3 to 4. That Dunn Fish Farms will be delivering at those spots tomorrow. Coming up Thursday, April the 3rd, fish deliveries will be at Moreland from 8 to 9 a.m., Sealing from 10 to 11, Arnett 12 to 1, Cheyenne 2 to 3, Elk City 4 to 5. Out here in the Panhandle of Texas, Pampa 8 to 9, Borger 10 to 11, Dumas 12 to 1, Vega 2 to 3, and Hereford, Texas 4 to 5. That's Thursday. Here's Friday's list. April the 4th. Clinton, 8 to 9 a.m. Weatherford, 10 to 11 a.m. Hinton, 12 to 1. Anadarko, 2 to 3. Out here in the Panhandle of Texas. On Friday, Canyon, Texas, 8 to 9. Amarillo at Robinson Feed, 9:30 to 10:30, and Amarillo at the HF and C feed from 11 to 12, and then Claritin from 1 to 2. If you need that list, it's on Dunn's Facebook page. Or if you need a picture of it, text in here and I'll send you a picture of it. So that's all the fish delivery starting tomorrow through Friday. How about that? Let's see here. Have you guys heard about the bovine congestive heart failure? I've seen this on in Feedlot's website. Losing cattle at any stage of production is tough, especially for today's investment. But losing cattle weeks from harvest, especially painful, especially now with the cattle. I guess this congestive heart failure is becoming more and more. And according to what I'm reading here, it's in the genetics. It says here, congestive heart failure is becoming a bigger and bigger problem in the industry, says Neogen professional service veterinarian Kurt Ramsey. We started to notice we're seeing the same scenario of late-fed cattle deaths without cattle being at high altitudes. It's an industrial-wide problem that has become more prevalent. He said BCHF is untreatable, fatal condition involving hypertension, I guess that's what the word it is here, that culminates in the right failure on the right side of the heart, because there's some words in here. I don't even know why I'm reading this. There's words in here I can't pronounce, but I'll get through there and give you the breakdown. PCHF outbreaks are occurring in operations feeding well-managed, high genetic merit cattle. For some producers, it is the single most costly health-related problem, even surpassing those from bovine respiratory disease. According to researchers from the USDA Meat Animal Research Center in Clay Center, Nebraska, consequently reducing the impact of BCHF is a high priority for the cattle industry. Genetic risk factors have been identified in the BCHF in feedlot cattle, according to researchers Michael Heaton, who is also a vet, and Brian Vander Lee, who's a vet, identified the two distinct chromosomal regions that have statistically outstanding association with the BCHF. Genetic testing for it detects the animal's genetic information for at least one specific DNA marker at each of the two implicated genes. Research showed that feedlot animals with risk factors from one of the either gene died from BCHF at rates 8 times higher than animals with neither risk factor present. Animals with risk factors at both genes died from BCHF at the rate 28 times higher than animals with neither risk factor involved. So I don't know. Testing for these genetic factors can be utilized in multiple ways, basically at the cow-calf level. When you look at our opportunities to work from the bottom up, that's probably the best option. Ramsey says we know the trait is heritable, and so there's an important place to start. Heading it off by identifying cows and bulls that pass on that trait is going to be a good way to mitigate the risk. So I guess you can test for it. And I'd say, especially people who follow their cattle all the way through the feedlots and stuff, I bet this test ain't that expensive. But if you've had some issues with some of your cattle with unknown death in the feedlot, I would say this would be well worth the investment and get rid of those cattle out of your operation that's doing that. Okay, let's take a Stockman Vet Clinic break, and we'll be right back after this.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
From pump to pivot, Valley Water experts can provide efficient turnkey pumping solutions for large or small operations. From identifying a source to remote management, Valley Water experts have you covered with the most efficient and cost-effective solutions for all your water management challenges. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. That's Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
Kent Watkins here with SEI Agritech in Elk City. It's time to gear up for corn planting season. Our Golden Harvest brand corn seed is now available, so call today and get your order in. Don't miss out on the best yields at the lowest possible price. Also, if you're needing bigger amounts of ag chemicals, we can ship it to you straight from the warehouse. And remember, you can't beat our prices. That's SEI Agritech, your partner in productivity. Visit us today on South Randall in Elk City. Follow us on Facebook or give us a call.
As a farmer or rancher, you're always looking for ways to save time and money. The Apache Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma will help you do just that. The Apache Hay Wagon eliminates 80 to 90% of hay waste with its unique design. It hauls multiple bales, saving you time and money. Go by Everett's Welding today and ask to see the Apache Hay Wagon. You'll be glad you did. You can also visit them online at everettswelding.com.
This is the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, March 24th. 1,182 head were sold. 12 head of steers at 450 brought 392. 13 at 528 brought 360. 11 at 593 brought 335. 66 at 764 brought 291. 5 at 821 brought 282. 19 at 942 brought 258.50. 11 at 1,025 brought 259. 4 head of heifers at 420 brought 395. 10 at 558. Brought 330, 11 at 719 brought 274, 3 at 807 brought 253, 5 at 881 brought 248, butcher cows were 98 to 153, butcher bulls brought 125 to 190, bred cows were 1600 to 2875, pairs brought 2150 to 3150, Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma, sale every Monday at 10 a.m., consign call Brandon Hickey, 580-497-6095.
A bolt break on a spring tooth, a harrow, or a chisel, your work in the field stops. Most people have two choices. Either use baling wire as a temporary fix, or drive 15 miles into town. There's a third option that'll get you back to work in only a few minutes. We'll bring a bolt bin to your place, and we'll keep it stocked for you. Camrock Supply. It's on South Main in Elk City next to Fred's Steakhouse. The website is CamrockSupply.com. Staying supplied keeps you in the field, getting your work done.
I open new accounts, CDs, IRAs, help our customers with online banking, order debit cards, anything that has to do with checking accounts, savings accounts, opening those up for new customers or helping our existing customers with any issues or things that they might have with an account. They want customer service. They want someone to just know who they are, and they want someone that they can trust. I'm Tori Ashpaw, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust at Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, here's your ag weather update from northwestern Oklahoma. Alva, 69 degrees, dew points 52, humidity's 54. The winds are out of south at 30 miles an hour with wind gusts up to 41. 10-day rain total, 0.09 inches, 0.09 of an inch. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 60 degrees. Sunset at 7:56. Breezy, 78 degrees today, 30 to 33 mile an hour wind sustained with 45-50 mile an hour gusts. Tonight, 30% chance of severe thunderstorms, 54 low. Winds remain kind of breezy, be switching out of the west. Tomorrow, beautiful, partly sunny, high of 73, west winds 10 to 13 miles per hour. I want to remind everybody, tomorrow down in Harmon County, the Oklahoma Conservation Commission will be having a event down there. Glenn Calvert and Meg Greske of the Oklahoma Conservation Commission will teach you how to use all your crop or grazing land to its potential. Don't leave any money on the table. That's tomorrow, April 2nd, from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. at 202 East Broadway. Free to attend, and lunch will be provided. Maybe. It's pending still. I'm not sure. 1-hour CEU session with Dr. Liberty Galvin and Dr. Daniel Adamson from OSU. If you can, please RSVP. It's not too late today. It's calm today. 580-688-3674. At the Harmon County Conservation District. That's coming up tomorrow. You ain't going to be doing nothing tomorrow anyways. Just go down there and sit for a couple hours and get you a free lunch and listen maybe how you can make some money. How about that? Okay, what else? Oh, I got an interesting text message from a couple different people on talking about the bovine heart congestion deal going on. And according to Dr. Cotton, he says it comes with growing bigger and older, your cattle in the feedlots. I asked him if he had scientific proof, and I hadn't heard back from him yet, so probably not. And then another gentleman from up north around Viside says, in short, does this mean that they're too fat? I'm not sure. Sounds like it's in the genetics to me. And yes, we are growing our feeder cattle. What did I see? 125 pounds bigger than what they used to be on the average in the last couple of years. And I guess it could be something to do with it. I don't know. Well, speaking like, I mean, Cotton King, doesn't your wife always say to watch your weight? I mean, what do you, when you're getting older and bigger? I mean, same thing could happen to you, experience. Oh, he says it's from experience. Because I will admit, the Cotton King has worked in the feedlots until his horse accident. Yeah, same to you. But no, he's got some experience in the feedlot, so I'll take that with a grain of salt. Not without a grain of salt, but yes. I guess it could be heart problems have arisen with humans as we go. So you never know. See how that goes. All right, let's see here. What else we got going on today? Speaking of the Cotton King, let's do some cotton reports from my National Cotton Commission. Let's see here. Anything going on here? Looks like the NCC chairman, Patrick Johnson, a producer from Mississippi, accompanied by NCCA President and CEO Gary Adams. They were in Washington last week, and it looks like they were taking pictures with Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins to see what's going on there. See anything else going on? Nothing but politics from Washington. What else we got here? Let's see what the sales was last week. Ending March 20th, according to this, I guess it's a week before. Net export sales for the week ending March 20th were 107,500 bales. That brings a total of 24-25 sales to approximately 11 million. Total sales at the same point in the 23-24 marking year was approximately 11.4 million bales. So not too much different, 400,000 bales. Total new crop for 25-26 sales are already at a million bales. Shipments for the week were 417,400 bales of cotton, and that's 480-pound bales, bringing total exports to date 6.4 million bales compared with 7.1 million bales at a comparable point in the 23-24 marketing year. There you have it. We need cotton to get up around a buck a foot. Anybody, you guys don't, and especially around Elk City and Merritt, don't forget to, today is voting day. Go out and vote. Mayors and commissioners here in Elk City, board, school board members at Merritt. My wife, God bless her, she called me, wanted to remind me that I needed to go vote. And I asked her, have you went and voted? She says, no. I said, good, don't go. It's a crazy school district down there around Carter. I mean, I think you got Sentinel, Merritt, and Sayre in our school district. So our head, and I'm just right west of Carter. We sleep in the Sayre school district, but our mail across the road comes into the Merritt school district. So we got to vote in Sayre. So, nope. And what brought this up was, and I'm going to fill you in, because I never thought about this. Gentleman come into the barbershop this morning on Broadway when I was getting a haircut. I wanted to look good for the show today, trim my beard up. I don't know if you guys noticed. I look pretty good for radio. There was a gentleman come in, and he was talking about it. And I guess I'm just going to say kind of what he repeated. It's crazy that I guess he looked on his tax deal, even though he lives in Elk City, half of the taxes he pays goes to the Merritt School District, and he wants to vote for the Merritt School Board. And so, you know, it's kind of weird around Elk City because of the Merritt deal, because Merritt's pretty powerful tax deal going on there. But there's because there's roads, all three districts of counties in Beckham County take care of some roads around the Merritt School Districts. So Merritt School Districts always in the news, whether it's good or bad, griping or complimenting. It's just something always going on. As is like us, the mailbox is in Merritt School District, but we sleep in Sayre School District. No, but that was pretty interesting what that guy was talking about this morning with the half of his taxes go to Merritt and half of them go to the Elk City School District. And I see his point. He wants to vote for both of them because he pays a lot of taxes, according to what he said. Interesting stuff coming from the Elk City area today. I don't know if there's any other school boards going on around our other listening counties. I try to stay out of that as much as I can. Okay, let's see here. I wanted to share some more chicken information. People love it when I talk about chickens. So out of the thousands of cattle, this is coming from the Cotton King. Out of the thousands of cattle we posted after death in feedlots, less than 0.1% had to do with the heart, is what he's telling me. This is coming from the used to be Cattle King, is now the Cotton King. Out of thousands of cattle, let me repeat this to you, we posted after death in feedlots, less than 1/10 of 1% had to do with the heart. There you go. Egg knowledge. You guys want to hear some egg knowledge real quick? And it's pretty interesting. Storing eggs upside down make them last longer. Turning your eggs upside down before stashing them in the fridge will make them last longer. Placing the pointy end down in the carton will prevent air pockets inside the shell from coming in contact with the yolk, which helps slow down the aging process. It is generally not recommended to eat eggs from reptiles like snakes and lizards or other non-bird animals because their eggs are not a good source of nutrition for humans. They are often high in fat and low in protein compared to bird eggs. Some reptile eggs can carry harmful bacteria or parasites that can make you sick. Washed eggs need to be refrigerated. When a hen lays the egg, with the egg pops out from with a nearly invisible coating called a bloom. This bloom helps prevent air and bacteria from pre-meeting the shell and prematurely aging the egg. This is why fresh eggs straight from the chicken are often placed in bowls or baskets in the kitchen corner. Grocery store eggs, on the other hand, they have been washed, thus removing the bloom and requiring refrigeration to keep them fresh. The color of the egg yolk should be very bright yellow or deep orange. The difference in color is based on what the chickens is eating. Chickens who eat the grain fed given them will lay eggs are yellow. Chickens that are free range and eat mostly bugs and vegetation will produce orange yolks. Chickens can still lay eggs even if there's no rooster around. In case you guys don't know what a rooster is, that's a male chicken. Many people think that you need a rooster for a hen to lay eggs. Most of the hens produce eggs today will never see a rooster in their life. In the stores, you can usually find small, medium, large, and jumbo or extra large eggs. Some may speculate this has to do with the breed, but in the commercial industry, it usually has to do more with the hen's age. The older the hen, the bigger the eggs. The older the hen, the more likely she is to produce these larger eggs. Apart from using water to test the freshness of an egg, there are other ways to tell if the egg is fresh. If the shell seems unusually thick, then it's fresh. If the yolk stands really tall after you crack the eggs, it's fresh. So if you crack an egg and put it in your skillet and the yolk is flatter than the whites, probably ain't very fresh. If the yolk has wrinkles or dissolves into a puddle when you crack it open, then it is an old egg. A chicken will lay bigger and stronger eggs if you change the lighting in a way to make her think the day is 28 hours long. Eggs are good for your eyes. They contain lutein, which prevents cataracts and muscle degeneration. Breed determines eggshell color. Commercial eggs are brown or white, but some breeds can lay blue, green, or pink eggs. Duck eggs are higher in fat and better for baking. Brown eggs are more expensive than white eggs. Why? Because the hens that lay them are larger and require more feed. Credit goes to your owners out there. Somebody posted on social media that they sold 300 something dozen eggs at $4 a pop or $5 a pop. Yeah, 300 dozen eggs, 330 to be exact. It was around $1,500 and it cost $1,200 to feed the chickens. So she made a whopping $300 gross, not net profit, but gross after feed. In other words, don't gripe if somebody's selling you eggs for $5, $6, $7 a dozen. Just pay them. Go on. All right, let's take a Stockman's Vet break. And when I come back, I got Heyday Tuesdays coming up. I got two people, one with square bales of alfalfa and one with round bales of Great Plains already on the hook. So get your pencil and pen ready. If you're looking for any kind of hay, or you want to sell any, 580-225-9697.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling. Someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with. And people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
As a farmer or rancher, you're always looking for ways to save time and money. The Apache Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma will help you do just that. The Apache Hay Wagon eliminates 80 to 90% of hay waste with its unique design. It hauls multiple bales, saving you time and money. Go by Everett's Welding today and ask to see the Apache Hay Wagon. You'll be glad you did. You can also visit them online at everettswelding.com.
Your work is finally done for the day, so you put up the equipment, get into your pickup, and drive home. You eat a hot supper, take a hot shower, and sit down on the couch. Feels good to be home, done with the day's work. Done a lot sooner than you thought you'd be. This day could have gone a lot worse. You could still be out there trying to finish because of all the lost time you could have had this morning. About 20 minutes into your day, you busted a hose. You'd barely begun your work when the equipment stopped. It just stopped. In the old days, that would have meant a couple hours lost time while you drove into town and had it replaced. But today, it took you just a few minutes, because a few months ago, you started having American Hose and Supply bring you hoses and fittings before you needed them. American Hose and Supply, inside the Camrock Building, next to Fred's Steakhouse in Elk City. Or call 821-4413. Be ready when you bust a hose, and make the best of it.
The 2025 Hemp Hill County Beef Cattle Conference in Canadian, Texas is celebrating 10 big years, providing prime opportunities to learn, network, and socialize with producers from around the country. Get your tickets today for the conference, Tuesday and Wednesday, April 29th and 30th. Just Google Hemp Hill Beef Cattle Conference, go to the website, see the agenda, speakers, sponsors, and get your tickets today. See you in Canadian.
Get ready for an upcoming land auction on Thursday, April 10th at 10 a.m. United Country Buford Resources Real Estate and Auction, in partnership with Russ Real Estate and Land Sales, are offering two prime Oklahoma properties at auction. 360 acres in Greer County with exceptional hunting and grazing land, and a 160-acre productive stock farm in Kiowa County. This is premium Oklahoma land you won't want to miss. Location is Western Technology Center in Hobart. For details and terms, visit BufordResources.com or 405-833-9499. That's Thursday, April 10th at 10 a.m.
Save 30 to 40% on Firestone Ag Tires through May 31st. Firestone Ag Tires are 30 to 40% off through May 31. Blair Tire and Feed is helping you get ready for planting season by helping you save money. Here's what you need to know right now. You can save 30 to 40% on Firestone Ag Tires at Blair Tire and Feed until the last day of May. Right now, get the tires you need for planting season and save money. For contact information, Google Blair Tire and Feed, or just drive to Blair and get your tires.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Let me get to the weather here. And whoa, Jimmy punched the wrong button here. Bear with me a second. You guys are used to it. Mangum, 75 degrees. This is your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather Update for southwestern Oklahoma, by the way. Dew points 58, humidity's 56. The winds are out of the south at 20 with wind gusts up 29 currently. 64 is the three-day average, 4-inch bare soil temperature. Sunset at 7:58, breezy, and 87 today. Tonight, severe thunderstorms, 20% chance. Low of 50 tomorrow. Looks like a nice day. Mostly cloudy and 75 degrees with northwest to southwest winds 10 to 12 miles an hour. Okay, Heyday Tuesday. You guys ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? The first one is approximately 400 small square bales of wheat hay around Hobart, 580 550-0105. Approximately 400 small square bales in the barn. Good hay, too. I know this guy. He puts it up right. 550-0105. And 340 round bales of Plains Blue Stem, fertilized and sprayed, $75 a round bale. Eric, 580-243-9190. That's not his name. Eric is a town in Beckham County. 580-243-9190 for round bales of Plains Blue Stem, fertilized and sprayed. Here's a new one here. 20 bundles of nice leafy alfalfa, small squares. The bales weigh around 80 to 90 pounds per bale. $15 a bale. That's a good price. Somebody needs some alfalfa squares, they better jump on this one. 580-660-1622. 20 bundles of nice leafy alfalfa, small squares, 80 to 90 bale, 90 pound bales, $15 a bale. 580-660-1622. There you go. Thank you, Great Plains Bank, for providing that today. The Cotton King says that I've educated him today. I'm guessing he liked me talking about the eggs. Man. As most springtime calving is winding down, it's time to prepare for breeding season. Yes. Those bundles of alfalfa, they are in around, where are they at? I forgot to look that up. Cordell. Around Cordell. Yes. The alfalfa hay square bales, the bundles are available in Cordell. So that means it was probably raised on Elk Creek. What do you guys think? As most springtime calving is winding down, it's time to prepare for breeding service season. We are here to help with your AI project needs and supplies. We can assist with everything from planning to complete turnkey breeding services. Also, as bull turnout is approaching, please don't neglect to schedule your herd bulls for a complete breeding soundness exam. It's the cheapest and most effective way to help ensure your next calf crop. Spring is also a great time to treat our cows and calves for all the internal and external parasites as well. We are seeing ticks and lice already affecting some herds. With the great cattle prices, let's visit and make sure we are vaccinating our calves to help maximize their health and value. We're here to help with all your livestock, horse, and pet needs whenever you need us. Stop by Stockman's Vet anytime at 1019 South Main Street here in Elk City, or call 580-225-0200 to schedule an appointment or for after hours emergency service. All right, I got a question for you guys. Every now and then I get in the mood and I see something posted on Facebook that kind of irritates me. And I know what they're trying to do. Don't get me wrong. Let's see here. Here it is. Here's what I seen. So they're trying to get somebody elected over here northeast of Oklahoma City because he's against solar panels and wind towers. And I guess there's a 5,300 acre solar lease was just signed in the state Senate District 8. And my comment about it, reading some of the comments that I've seen on this post and stuff is, all right, so they don't want the solar. There's 5,300 acres. So that had to do with probably more than likely more than one landowner. I will tell you right up front, I do not like solar farms. I do not like wind towers. That's me. If you got them on your land, that's your business. I just don't like them, all right? I think there's no proven scientific study the one that they had did have going on up there in Noble County on the the wind towers, they shut that down midway through the investigation. I think wind towers changed the weather pattern. That's my belief. But it's your land. It's your business. If you want a wind tower on your land, that's your business, not mine. That doesn't mean I don't like them. But this solar farm here, these people are trying to dictate to these landowners that they're bad for their land, and it's their business. As long as it don't affect your land next to them or whatever, that's their business. I might be looking at that wrong, but probably not. But I just wanted to throw that out there. See you guys tomorrow. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
Oh, come on, this is fun. Riding is fun. This is nice.
KECO, Elk City.